Flawed premise number 11. If I leave an unwanted situation, I will find what I'm looking for. Whatever you are giving your attention to is offering a vibrational frequency, and your attention to it for an extended period of time causes that same frequency to be active within you. It is important to remember that when a vibration is active within you, taking the physical action of walking away from it will not prevent it from being present in your experience. In clearer terms, the action of walking away does not hold enough power to compensate for the attraction power of your thoughts. By the time you come to the point of using strong labels such as oppressive or overbearing to describe someone you are working with, you have undoubtedly been observing unwanted conditions for some time, which means you've been practicing a pattern of thought and a pattern of resistant vibration. And that means your point of attraction now is quite strong. So even if you take the physical steps to remove yourself from the situation by quitting your job and finding another, or by asking to be removed from the specific department of this supervisor and moving to another, wherever you go, you will be taking yourself with you. Taking the action of walking away does not mean that your vibrational patterns have changed. And, usually, even though someone may not now be observing the unwanted characteristics of his former superior, often he justifies the necessity of the move to the new location by continuing to remember or explain what the previous experience was like, therefore keeping the vibration active within him. You have received tremendous value in this harassing, oppressive relationship, even though it's difficult to recognize it while it's happening, because during those uncomfortable moments, when you knew so very clearly how you did not want to be treated, how you did not want your job to be, how you did not want to be devalued, how you did not want to be disrespected, how you did not want to be misunderstood, during those experiences, you were launching rockets of desire about what you did prefer and how you did want to be treated. In other words, those unpleasant experiences were the bouncing off place for your expanded and improved life experience. Every time something happened that caused you to launch one of those rockets of desire, the larger part of you, your source or inner being, followed the rocket, took the expansion, and held for you the position of the improved experience. The only open question then is, where are you in relationship to the expansion? Are you imagining the improvement, appreciating the contrast that caused it? Are you looking forward with optimism to the improved life experience regarding your work environment? Or are you continuing to speak of the injustices of your past experience and therefore holding yourself out of alignment with the new expansion that this relationship has spawned? Negative emotion means that your life has caused expansion, which in the moment of the negative emotion, you are disallowing. Every time, no exceptions. That means that no matter what you believe is the cause of your negative emotion, and certainly we understand why you would want to justify your negative feelings, because it would feel better if they would be nicer, your negative emotion means that you are disallowing your own expansion, period. If your harassing supervisor had not inspired your desire and expansion into something more, you would not suffer the discomfort of not allowing the expansion. So the better solution you are asking for is this. Try to make peace with where you are, perhaps by acknowledging that this unpleasant person has helped you to become very clear about how you want to be treated and about how you want to treat others. Look for the benefit of the relationship rather than pushing against the unwanted aspects of it. And in the simple and much easier than you may at first believe process of just chilling out a bit, and maybe even trying to give the benefit of the doubt to your supervisor, your resistance will subside, and you will then be allowing yourself to move in the direction of your newfound expansion. If your life has caused you to ask for an improved situation, no matter what it is, and you are no longer offering chronic thought vibrations that are opposite of your desire must come to you. But you cannot continue to keep alive within you vibrational patterns of what you do not want and receive what you do want. That defies the law of attraction.
And this is the end of this recording.